Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 27, 2017. Boycott of Israel at Eurovision 2017. In the news, Jerusalem Post, the small, but vocal group, BDS, aired their grievances in a Facebook group called Eurovision Boycott of Israel, 0 points to the song of Israeli apartheid. We are a group of Israeli citizens. This week Europeans, and also Australians, will get a chance to tell Israel what we think of the oppression and dispossession of the Palestinians, and to express solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike. In the Eurovision Song Contest, we should give 0 points to the song of Israeli apartheid, demands the group on its Facebook page. My comment: this movement exists in every Jew against his own Judaism. The Jew hates himself and believes that if he joins others, he will justify himself and will receive protection from them. This operates in him subconsciously, because the whole egoistic nature of our world is opposed to being a true Jew. Jew, from the root Yehud, unity, symbolizes unity. The people of Israel were founded by a group of people who decided to unite and live in peace and friendship without any difference between them, inequality. In fact, this was a true communistic society. With the destruction of the first and second temples, this changed. Love was exchanged for mutual hatred, revulsion, and rejection. All of this is fully revealed in the BDS organization. Question: do you think that Jews are most active in BDS? Answer: yes, of course. All of the great anti-Semites were Jews, beginning with Torquemada and even Titus in ancient Rome, and so it has been throughout all of history. If we dig into history a bit, then all the most active anti-Semitic ideologues were Jews. In them speaks the greatest hatred to unity, to the reconstruction of people, to that group of people that would show an example to all the world as it should be to unite and reach the mutual love of all people. They do not know that they are serving as the carriers of hatred in our world, so that through the hatred, people will understand the necessity of transforming it into love. That is how the higher management operates. Question: do you think that a great accumulation of hatred will ultimately awaken and summon an attraction toward love? Answer: yes. That is what happens in general. The bending must go through the branching point, and then it will be understood how to act in practice. One always gives rise to the opposite of itself. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, May 11, 2017. So that he may lie down to sleep in his garment. Torah, Deuteronomy 24:12-24:13, and if he is a poor man, you shall not lie down, to sleep, with his security. You shall return the security to him by sunset, so that he may lie down, to sleep, in his garment. Clothes, the dressing of the soul, is a restriction, a screen, masach, and returning light that is in what you receive the soul. Without the garment, you can't sense it within yourself. The rich and poor are two parts sufim, upper and lower. Fulfillment of the poor, lower, depends on the rich, upper, that is obliged to give everything to the lower for the fulfillment of the soul. This means to return a deposit. If the upper has a screen that he must transfer to the lower, he doesn't have a right to delay it, especially at night, because otherwise the lower will find himself in the dark without the means to cope with the darkness, that is, in an egoistic desire. The upper must take care of him, because he has the screen that he can transfer to the lower. This screen is called a garment. It is written, "You shall return the security to him by sunset, so that he may lie down to sleep in his garment," in other words, so that he would have protection from egoism. From the material point of view, it can be interpreted as if a person must sleep dressed in clothes. Indeed, even according to the Torah, you must change for the night in some kind of shelter, for example, under the blanket, because like roots and branches, without clothes you become naked. From the spiritual point of view, naked is an inner state when you lose the garment and the inner light and the soul disappears from you immediately. You become food for Klipat, impure desires. All your desires immediately turn into egoistic ones. Therefore, you can undress only in order to enter the mikveh, a pool for ablution, to clean yourself from egoistic desires and to dress again, meaning to obtain the anti-egoistic screen again, because the body is egoism and the garment on it is the screen. From Captivity's Secrets of the Eternal Book, the 31st of October 2016. What does the Creator want from us? Question: are there upper forms of consciousness? Answer: these are the only forms that there are. In our world, consciousness is subordinate to the small egoistic desire and serves only that desire. The upper consciousness is that which serves the Creator. This consciousness stems from attaining the Creator, from resembling Him, from working together with Him. Question: how can we understand what the Creator wants from us? Answer: the Creator wants us to be like Him, so we must learn the method that reveals the Creator. To the extent that we learn it, we will attain Him and resemble Him. Question: does this mean that as long as we don't attain the Creator, we will not be able to understand what He wants? Answer: the Creator wants you to enjoy. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, the 15th of January 2017. Epilogue to the Holocaust Memorial Day, Part 6. Baal HaSulam, The Last Generation. The world erroneously considers Nazism solely a product of Germany, whereas it is a consequence of democracy and socialism that were left without religion, morality, and the world justice. If this is true, then all nations are equal in this, and there is no hope that with the victory of the Allies the Nazis will become extinct, because tomorrow the Anglo-Saxons, for example, will take up Nazism because they live in the world of Democrats and Nazis. Evolution must lead the egoistic desire through various states and forms and bring it to the state in which Nazism will naturally emerge in every developed nation. After all, every developed nation begins to feel that it should now move toward spirituality. Suppose a nation does not know what the spiritual world is because there is no spark in it that could explain what spirituality is. But it feels as if it is suffocating from its material development and there is no exit from the crisis. And then this nation will subconsciously feel that it is connected with Israel, with Jews, and depends on them. But this feeling will develop into hatred because the nations of the world receive no explanations, no correct nurturing, and no direction or guidance as to how to move forward and overcome the crisis. Any developed nation and country inevitably begins to feel hatred and resentment toward Israel, since nowadays everybody will begin to feel a desire to ascend to a new level of humanity. Jews will not help if they provide all kinds of material assistance to the world. This will not diminish anti-Semitism in any way, because the need that unfolds from the depths of nature is absolutely unequivocal. A person must rise to the stage of the attainment of the upper force. All of mankind has come to the stage when it has to ascend, and it is even late in doing so. Therefore, Baal HaSulam says that we have no choice. We need to realize our correction as soon as possible and show this method to all nations. Even the threat of nuclear war and self-destruction does not help the world to come to its senses. If a person does not have a clear and understandable method of correction, no example to follow, he will not be frightened by atomic bombs. All of humanity needs a set way, a clear direction where to go, by what means, and to which goal. All this is the responsibility of the people of Israel to the nations of the world. This is what is called to be a light unto nations. Otherwise, hatred will increase and the account with us will be closed in a very radical, cruel, and simple way. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, the 24th of April 2017, Lesson on Topic, Holocaust Memorial Day.